Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
There, that does it.
What are you doing, Grandpappy?
Oh, you frightened me. I didn't see you come in, Julie.
I know. You were so busy with that blowing machine. What's going on?
Well, I'm getting ready for winter, Julie. I was blowing some insulation into the attic.
Insulation?
Yes. Insulation is the stuff that keeps the warm air in and the cold air out. I figured I was losing some heat through my attic. So I bought this powdered insulation. This blowing machine is like a big vacuum cleaner. Instead of sucking the stuff in, it blows it out. It blows it up into the attic and into all the hard-to-get-at places.
I guess winter will be here soon enough. My mother bought me this new winter coat. It's not very heavy, but it sure is warm.
And do you know something? The reason your coat is warm is because it's insulated. It has stuff inside that will keep your body heat in and the cold winter air out. Insulation is a wonderful thing.
What is that roll of thick tape?
Let me see. Oh, this is a roll of weather stripping. Weather stripping is insulation that goes around your windowsills and door frames. Weather stripping is easy to put on. All you need are some tacks or staples.
May I help you put on the weather stripping, Grandpappy?
You sure can, Julie. Let's use the staple gun. It puts the staples in nice and strong. Here, let me start one.
I see what you mean. It does put the staples in nice and strong.
First, we'll unroll a little of this stripping and start putting it all around the window. Some cold air has been coming in this window.
I can feel it. Look, Grandpappy, there's a tiny crack in the wood. That should be fixed, too.
You're right. Anything that lets in the cold winter air should be closed if you plan to keep warm. Let me get some wood filler. That should do the trick. Oh, look. Here comes Cedric, the mailman. Morning, Cedric.
Well, good morning, Grandpappy. Got some letters for you.
Just put them over on the counter, Cedric.
What are you doing, Grandpappy?
Julie and I are getting the store ready for winter. Put a staple in here, Julie.
Well, that weather stripping's pretty good stuff. I use that on my windows. Keeps out the cold real nice.
And another staple here, Julie. There, you have it. Go ahead and finish this side of the window, Julie.
Okay, Grandpappy, I can do it.
Now then, what kind of mail did you bring me, Cedric?
Just the usual. Few bills.
Bills?
Oh, yes, and this postcard came, too.
Postcard? By doggies. Now, who could be sending me a postcard?
It's from Nate Winkler.
Nate Winkler?
Sure, you remember old Nate Winkler. His people own the Five and Dime store over in Silver City.
Winkler. Winkler. Oh, Nate Winkler. Why, I haven't seen him since he went into the Army. I'll bet he's grown up.
Nate wants to know if you need someone to help you run your hobby shop.
Nate wants to work here?
Yep. Says he'll work for practically nothing.
Does he say when he's coming over?
Why, Grandpappy, do you think I read other people's mail?
Well, no. Let me see that postcard. Has a nice picture of the cannon in the park at Silver City. That looks nice, Julie.
Thanks, Grandpappy.
Say, Grandpappy, what time is it? My watch must have stopped.
You'd better get that fixed. A mailman needs a good watch. Let me turn on Ray, my magic radio. He can tell us the time.
Hi, everybody. What's going on?
Ray, Cedric here wants to know the time.
Time? Let me check. Well, it's almost 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? Huh, I've got to be on my way. Goodbye. So long, Julie.
Goodbye.
If I were you, Grandpappy, I'd let the Winkler boy come over and work. So long, everybody. So long, Ray.
What was Cedric talking about?
Oh, I got a postcard from Nate Winkler. He wants to come over from Silver City and work for me.
I remember Nate. He was always a very hard worker. He's grown up now.
I know, and he's been in and out of the Army, too.
What's Julie doing over at the window, Grandpappy?
Julie and I are getting this store ready for winter. Julie's putting weather stripping all around the windows. We're going to keep out all the cold air.
That's a good idea, Grandpappy. These cold north winds can sure make things miserable. Now, I have a song about the north winds. You want to hear it?
Sure, Ray. I love music.
Very well, then. Pull your apron around you, Grandpappy. Here comes the cold, cold north wind.
Feel the cold north wind. But hurry with the weather stripping, Julie. Winter's a-coming.
A few weeks ago, we were talking about animals getting ready for winter. I guess today, we're talking about people getting ready for winter.
By Granny's Ray, you're right. Just like the animals, man needs to get ready for winter, too. I guess one way man gets ready for winter is to make sure he has a warm place to live. A shelter, you call it.
And man needs to keep his shelter in good repair.
That's right.
I'm all finished with the window, Grandpappy. Anything else?
No, can't think of anything.
Hi, Julie. Helping Grandpappy?
That's right, Ray. Grandpappy and I were putting some weather stripping around the window. We are getting the hobby shop ready for winter.
I guess everyone should be getting ready for winter, Julie. There are many ways to do it.
Many ways, Ray? How?
Let me tell you some of them. Some people get ready for winter by insulating their homes like you're doing here today.
I still have some more places to do. Let me get my notebook, Ray. I want to make some notes on what you say. Now, wait just a minute. Got to have my notebook, you know. Now then, start at the beginning, Ray. Tell me, and my radio friends, some of the ways man gets ready for winter.
Very well, Grandpappy. I'll sound one of my radio chimes when I mention a good rule. Now, are you ready?
Ready?
Ready.
Good. Here goes. Some people insulate their homes.
People insulate homes. There. Now, what's the next rule?
Rule two. Some people store some foods by canning, freezing, and drying.
Store food by canning, freezing, and drying. Hey, that's good. Mrs. Sparks and I did some canning and freezing just last week. We even dried some tomatoes.
Dried tomatoes?
That's right. Not many people know that you can do it, but you can. What are some of the other things that people can do to get ready for winter, Ray?
Rule three, some people store outside furniture and tools in garages and basements.
Bindings, that's good. Store outside furniture and tools in garage and basements. There. I just remembered, I still have my lawnmower out in back of the house. Better get it in before the snow flies. Now, go on, Ray.
Farmers store feed for farm animals and provide shelter.
Oh, yes. Forgot about farmers. They sure have lots of work to do getting ready for winter. Store food, make shelter. Shelters are like sheds or coops or even barns.
I have a pet horse. I always buy lots of hay for him and fix up the old barn in back of my house. I even buy extra seed for the winter birds, too.
That's a good idea, Julie. I'd better build a couple of more bird feeders. I don't want the birds to starve to death when winter comes. Better get some more bird seed, too. Maybe a little suet from down the street at the meat market. Ray, any more suggestions?
No, I think we've covered the most important ones.
Okay, now let's see what I've written. One, insulate homes. Two, store foods by canning, freezing, and drying. And three, store outside furniture and tools in the garages and basements.
My bicycle is still outside. I'd better put it away.
And rule four, store food for animals and birds. Make shelters for winter animals and birds.
You are a good listener, Grandpappy. You know some of the best ways to get ready for winter.
Thanks, Ray. But I know a way that's better than anything you said.
A better way? Just what would be a better way to get ready for winter, Grandpappy?
By jinks, the best way to get ready for winter is move to Florida.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.